Another nice bee story that I noticed in the journal Genes, Brains and Behaviour, and this is from researchers at Washington University, was about the role of microRNAs in bee brains. Now, microRNAs are kind of tiny little snippets of RNA. It's the sort of the message inside our cells. And for a long time, scientists have just thought this was maybe sort of junk DNA, didn't really know what it did. And now it's turning out to be very interesting because in bee colonies, bees have different jobs. They're very stereotyped. Some bees are worker bees, some bees are nurse bees. Obviously, you get queen bees, you get drones. And they think that these microRNAs at different times might be responsible for making sure that bees go into the right job. So it's not just the genes, the actual genes being switched on and off. They think that this microRNA is controlling it. And it's really fascinating, some of the roles that these microRNAs might have.
Yeah, so it's kind of like career advice for bees in their brain. I think kind of what's weird about this in a way is that there's so much we still don't know, because clearly something must be controlling when these little switches are going on and off inside the bees' brains, and in other animals too. We know they have roles in circadian rhythms, for example. We just don't really know enough about it yet, what they could be doing in human brains, for example. So it'll be really interesting to see more research like this coming out in different species, I think.
Yeah, those humans make around 2,000 microRNAs, and they're started to be implicated in cancer and in neurological disease. So a whole field to be explored.